Rise and Shine with Robbo and Becky on Vision.
It's been a week since Kanye West, whose album Jesus King was released, and it has caused a serious spike in people Googling about Christianity, which is really cool to see. It says, according to FaithWire, Jesus and What Do Christians Believe saw a spike shortly after the album's release. And in a response to that, this is cool too, the American Bible Society, an organization founded back in the 1816, is giving away free Bibles to Kanye's curious fans.
Oh, wow.
So those who are curious about what does this all mean and what is he singing about, they're giving away Bibles. So
that's so cool.
The Dr. John, the organization's director, explained, when we saw an influential cultural figure like Kanye inspiring young people to curiously seek out answers to their faith questions, we saw that as an opportunity to do what we do best as an organization, to provide God's word and point people to it as a source to their questions about faith. Rather than Googling, go to the Bible.
That's right. Go to the source.
Yeah. So you can, they've set up a form on the internet and you can fill it out and claim a free Bible.
That's so cool.
I wonder whether it's like blue and Jesus King.
Yeah, that's right. Get your Jesus is King Bible.
Sign me up. That'd be cool.
That is brilliant. Yeah. Hey, I will tell you something, Alex, which you might be surprised about. I've listened to a fair bit of Kanye West over the weekend. I've actually listened to the new album a number of times, in fact. And I didn't mind it. It grew on me, I've got to say. The first time I thought, like, it was just quirky. To say the least, musically, like lyrically, I didn't have a problem with it.
Yeah, because it's not the Christian music we're used to, but even Christian rap that I listen to, it doesn't really sound...
Yeah, it doesn't kind of fit a genre.
It's like gospel rap, I think. Yeah.
But it grew on me. The more I listened to it, I thought, this is actually, I can get into this. It's actually, and as I said, lyrically, I think it's actually right down the line. So, interesting.
Pretty much every song points, like, directly to the is the gospel.
I haven't counted, but the number of times he mentions Jesus or God or Jesus Christ in the album would be, I don't know. I mean, every song definitely would have a reference to God in it. But
yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, very, very God-focused album. I mean, obviously the title, Jesus is King.
Yeah. Also, on our Facebook page, there's heaps of billboards popping up all over the world. Yeah. There's one in Times Square, huge one. The size of a...
Massive. The entire building.
Skyscraper.
Jesus is King.
Which is cool. There was a bus going around too, painted blue with Jesus King on it. And lots of things. Even in Sydney, there's a massive sign at the moment.
Yeah, saying, Universal Music at the front. Because, I mean, obviously it's the new album out.
So they have to put it up.
They put it up.
Jokes
very
on
cool.
them.
But I do have to give a little warning, particularly for parents. Just don't, you know, go playing anything from Kanye. Here's a great little...
Don't, like, go to Kanye and just go shuffle.
Shuffle. This is a good little illustration of how that could go wrong.
Okay, Google, play Kanye West.
Stretch my hands to you.
Life like this is what your life like. Try to live the life right. People really know you because your friends like type right. This is like...
So this is one off the new album.
Yeah.
Like every single night, right? Every single fight, right? I was looking at the...
Kanye, what's next?
This is one that's off the new album.
Okay, Google, stop music. Get me behind me, Google.
Why were they digging gold?
It was the Israelites. They were digging gold because they had to make a calf. Okay?
Get thee behind me, Google. So, yes, just a bit of a warning, I guess, for particularly because I mean, I have to say, I've never heard Kanye. Like, I guess I've heard of that song, but only because you might hear it in a shop or whatever. Like, you think, oh, yeah, okay, I didn't even know who that was.
What?
So, I had no understanding of Kanye before a week ago. Before I,
is why it's important to send this message out to parents. Don't push.
No, that's right. And Matt Prater said the same thing to me. He was just playing something on Spotify, and he's like, oh, my goodness.
Really? Oh, no.
Some of his older stuff is pretty dodgy, to say the least.
There's a reason why everyone was skeptical at the beginning when they announced his Jesus is King album.
He had a song called I Am a God. So that's like he's gone from thinking he was God to worshipping God and telling the whole world that he loves Jesus. So it's just an incredible transformation. But, something that you just probably need to be a little bit careful. Like, I would suggest play Jesus is King Any song on that album is fine.
But family friendly.
Anything beyond that is probably a little bit of
just
a risk.
Shuffle the album. Don't shuffle.
Yeah, that's right. But I've got to say, I mean, I was watching an interview with Kanye, James Corden. He's one of those late night TV hosts, and was doing an interview with Kanye. And this was an interesting thing that he talked about, the power of prayer.
You know, there's a lot of people that were praying for me when I was, you know, all the way gone. When I was on the, you know, at the MTV Awards holding a Hennessy bottle, running on stage. When I was, you know, doing creative direction for certain award shows. It was people in my family that were praying for me, but they couldn't call me and scream at me. I'm a grown man. I made my own mind. I actually made it this far by not listening to anybody. Sure. You know, so I don't want advice from people, but it's God, you know, that came and put this thing on my heart and said, you know, are you ready to be in service to him?
Mm. Pretty amazing, eh? The power of prayer. So our prodigals come home.
That whole conversation was so good.
It was pretty incredible, actually.
Sharing his testimony and
talking about how God's really done a number on him.
Yeah, I believe he's the real deal, and he really has come to Jesus. Yeah. If he isn't, he's faking it very well. He knows all the words.
Yeah.
He knows.
Yeah.
No, I think he's 100%.
Yeah.
He's the real deal.
So it's interesting. Maybe you've had a listen to the album, the new album, not some of the older ones, and you've got some thoughts and some insight on it. Let us know. 1-800-316-316. Keen to hear your take on the new version of Kanye West, the saved Kanye. I heard another one of those videos there with the mum and dad saying, play saved Kanye to Google.
That's so good.
Let us know. 1-800-316-316.
Always encouraging and always fun. Rise and shine on Vision.
It's Robbo and Alex this morning. We're talking about Kanye West, someone that we probably would never expect to talk about.
I've been itching to talk about this all week since he released the album, so I'm glad. Kind of glad in the way that Becky's away that I can talk about this. No, it's been good. I've been sharing it with the whole office this week.
Yeah.
It's been certainly
a topic of conversation. And as you were saying earlier, I mean, people have been Googling, you know, what is Christianity? Who is God? All that sort
massive
of stuff.
Massive spike in people Googling about faith, which is cool. So
certainly that's
a good
outcome.
And then the American Bible Society pointing everyone to the Bible and handing out free Bibles. That's awesome too. So yeah, let us know your thoughts on Kanye, the new album. Let us know.
You can give us a call this morning, 1-800-316-316. Michelle's given us a call. What do you think?
I think it's awesome. And like for myself personally, I've been in recovery for almost a year. It'll be the 17th of November last year. I went into rehab.
Yeah.
And I'm still clean now. I'm totally new creation in God. I was baptized 2 weeks after I got into rehab, and I'm in the Bethel School, the School of Faith.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
And when I hear Kanye talk, it just gives me goosebumps, and it makes me want to go and spread the gospel. It empowers me, and I think it's fantastic what's happening. And I think it's not just me that's experiencing that as well. Just with the Google searches, you know, people are it's bringing people to Christ, and it's deepening our relationship with God. So I think it's fantastic. And when he speaks, it is genuine. It is kind of full on when he raps a bit about the past.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So I like to, you know, what we declare is so important.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
You know, yeah.
That's cool.
So I think it's cool.
Well, I'm glad to hear your thoughts, and it's so wonderful to hear what God's done in your life as well. And that's really exciting that you've really come through, some obviously fairly trying times, but God's carrying you, which is wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a totally new creation. I'm so grateful to God. He is everything.
Sensational. Amen. That's great.
Thanks for giving us a call this morning. Have a great day.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Let us know if you've had a listen to the new album from Kanye West. You can give us a call, 1-800-316-316. Now, we've actually had a guest just join us in the studio, and we're going to be having a bit of a chat over the next hour or so with Ellie Limebear. So welcome, Ellie.
Welcome.
Great to have you here.
Yeah. Oh, so great to be here. This is so fun.
So UK artist, I should just let everyone know, in case they don't know who you are, UK artist and currently here. What are you up to, touring at the moment?
Yes, we have just kind of finished a week and a half long stint of different worship nights and being at different conferences, which has been amazing. And now today officially is the start of our holiday for 5 days.
Fantastic.
On the Sunshine Coast. So
after an early start in the radio station, then you're off.
Yes. Oh, we are very excited.
Oh, good.
That is
good.
So cool. Well, we can hear a bit of an accent there in your voice. So obviously,
yes,
from the UK. In Australia, you're on a bit of a tour and a visit. But have you been here before? Or is this your first time?
Yes. No, I have actually been here quite a few times. As a child, we'd come over when Dad would be playing over here. So different tours. And also, we used to have family in Sydney. So we'd come over.
Right.
So I'm a big fan of Australia. I love it here.
When you say my dad, drop a name here. Like, who's your dad?
Good old Martin Smith.
Yes.
Yeah. He's a great guy.
Martin Smith from Delirious. So I actually interviewed Martin backstage probably about 10 or 12 years ago when he was here in Brisbane.
Oh, really?
So you might have been running around.
Probably.
Behind the scenes
there. Like a chubby toddler.
Wow. That's amazing. Oh, there you go.
That's
so looking
cool.
forward to getting to meet Ellie a little bit more this morning and hear a bit more of what you're up to.
Mm.
But while we're still on the Kanye train, you've heard the album. What are your thoughts?
I think it's fantastic. I just can't believe like something like that is now out in the world and that so many people are hearing it.
Mm.
It's just, I don't know. I'm like ready for more. Innocent. It is amazing how so many people are Googling stuff. I was reading an article yesterday just like, oh, come on, Lord. Let's go.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
It's pretty exciting to see what God's up to. Here's another little bit of that conversation. We played a grab of Kanye in his conversation with James Corden from a week or so ago. James asked him a very interesting question and I loved his response.
What do you say to people who would say, and there will be people that will say, I don't believe it. I don't believe the reawakening of that Kanye is saying he's having. I don't believe if I look at the last 2, 3, 4, 5 years of his life, I don't believe that this can be as night and day as it is. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
that you would be one day living your life in one way and now saying everything is for this. I'm not sure I believe it. What would you say to those people?
Well, I'd say when you go to sleep, would you agree that you are asleep when you are asleep? And when you wake up, would you agree that you are awake when you are awake?
Yeah.
Would you agree that those are two different states? People who don't believe are walking dead. They are asleep. And this is the awakening.
Amen.
Pretty amazing.
Oh,
what a profound response from
that
him.
Incredible.
I got goosebumps.
He has had an awakening. That's a pretty amazing response there from Kanye West to that question. Are you just making this up? You know, is this just just for the next bit of limelight that he's chasing? It doesn't appear to be, does it?
That's amazing.
Pretty amazing. Hmm. Well, there you go. You can call through if you've had it, listen to the album. Maybe you've got some thoughts as well. You can join the conversation this morning. 1-800-316-316. We've got Ellie Limebear in the studio. Looking forward to getting to know her a bit more.
Rise and shine on Vision Christian Radio.
Robbo and Alex with you, and a special guest in the studio as well.
Yeah, joining us all the way from the UK is artist Ellie Limebear.
Hello.
So
you guys
have
spoken on the phone before, but
we did
the first time face to face.
We go way back, don't we, Alex?
Oh, yes. February this year or something. it is great to meet you in
so
real life. And
here.
I've been following you on Facebook and Instagram, those places, for the last couple of months. So it's really cool to see all the performances you've done and been to, and only recently performing with Dan Bremner. So I happened to be interviewing him. He was backstage. He said, you were on stage performing. And so they
small world.
Yeah,
that's
a small world.
Oh my gosh,
it's very cool. It's great to have you in here and getting to know you a bit more. You mentioned earlier that your dad is Martin Smith, the lead singer with Delirious those years, and you've travelled the world with him. You're sort of watching them perform. Mm-hmm. So it must have been a great training ground, I guess, for you to do what you do now. But was it always just a given that you were going to go into music, or has that been sort of a journey for you?
Yes. To be honest, I never really wanted to do this. I really didn't. And I've always loved singing. I've always loved leading worship, being part of youth, and I've always loved going to church every Sunday. But it was only really up until a year and a half ago where I really heard the Lord so clearly. I was like, Ellis, okay, now's your time to like start doing this and write your own music. And he's just taken us on this journey this past year and a half, just so many open doors, and we've just kind of been running this whole time. And but I now look at my life looking back and all these, so like thousands of Delirious shows have been to, you know, so many.
You can never be to too many, I reckon. They're just such a great show.
But so many, and now I look back and like, oh wow, that really was, I was just inhaling it, you know, and really was just so eyes open as a young girl, just taking it all in. And never did I think I'd be doing this. I really didn't think I'd be doing music. I was a photographer for a bit, so thought I'd be doing something creative, but didn't realise I'd be doing my own music and travelling the world. So I find it all quite funny. I'm like, God's hilarious that, you know, he knew, he knew this whole time that I'd be doing this, but I didn't. So here we are in Australia, that's speaking to you guys.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
So with the music, with the songwriting, like, has that only just started, or have you always written songs, you know, but never thought that you'd perform them?
So I mean, I was part of a church in Brighton called St. Peter's, and when I was 17, they put on like a writing retreat to write for the church, and somehow the worship pastor just invited me along to be part of the group. And that was the first time when I was 17 when I actually started realizing that I loved writing songs, and with a group of people too. So I love co-writing. That's now what I love to do, is getting in the room with different people and kind of smashing out ideas. So that's probably when I realized I loved songwriting. But I haven't grown up like writing songs. I don't have like a journal stuff full of, you know, I don't have a backlog of songs and here they are. It's kind of just from that moment, just stuff has come out, really.
That's so cool. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. We're going to hear one of your songs shortly. It's called Holding Me Still. And we're only just getting to know you, really. I mean, Alex has been a fan, and Vision 180 has been playing your music for a while. So Alex has been a lot more across your journey, I guess. But we'll introduce our Vision audience to a bit of your music this morning. So it's on the way in just a tick from Ellie Limebear, Holding Me Still, as we continue our conversation this morning.
Rise and shine on Australia's Vision Christian Radio.
The name that has brought revelation, echoing all through the ages, speaking to me, still speaking to me. Steady when my world is spinning, right here with me, still right here with me. So when I call upon you, it's not in vain. Everything changes. Jesus, you're still the name. Holding me still, holding. Jesus, you're still the name, holding me still.
Holding Me Still on Rise and Shine for a Monday morning. And Ellie is with us in the studio this morning.
She is.
You were only lip syncing that. I thought you were singing, but you were just lip syncing.
Gotcha.
That's a lovely song. I like that.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, so we've been playing that a while on 180, haven't we, Ellie?
Yeah, I think since the end of last year or last year sometime, I think. Yeah.
And then
I thought, who is Ellie Limber? And so then I called you up.
We're finding out who Ellie Limber is this morning. So great to connect with you. And you were saying that you've actually got some new music on the way real soon.
Yes, this Friday. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a new song with my dad, actually. Funny that. It's called Lord, You Have My Heart. So this year, it was 30 years ago that dad wrote that song, which is mad.
Wow. Mm.
So we've done a new version and it's coming out Friday. So I'm really excited.
So is it your song or his song that's coming out Friday?
Like,
I say it's his song, isn't it? I just have sung on it.
Yeah.
But he's written it and it's such an amazing song. But it's just new flavour. 30 years on, different vibe, more production. Slowed it down a bit.
Uh-huh.
But yeah. But he's singing on it too. So verse
that's
two.
Great.
So,
yeah.
Woo! He's back.
That is so cool. So you'll be listening for that coming out this week. So Ellie Limber featuring Martin Smith.
Who'd have thought?
That's funny.
I know.
It's so, like dad's like popping up in the background.
Yeah,
like,
that's right. Yeah.
He must be so proud of you and kind of following in his footsteps.
Yeah.
Does he,
My mum and dad are amazing. Oh. They're so encouraging and very releasing. They're like, go, do what you're supposed to be doing, go. Yeah. But I think they just find it like so surreal too. And we're meeting the same people, you know, and in the music industry, the people who are working with dad.
Yeah.
Years, 20 years ago, and now still in the business, still in the industry, and now we're working with them.
That's amazing.
You know, it's crazy.
Well, you were just saying, because you did a show in Taree last week, and you just mentioned, Darlene in passing, who for us is like, oh, Darlene. But for you, that's like just a family friend, isn't it? Like, Darlene's been a friend of Martin's forever.
Yeah, she's amazing. Yeah. She's such an amazing woman. And we've been, I guess we've grown up with her kids too, being on the road with them. So her daughter, actually, Zoe, she sung with me on
the
Newcastle Worship Night. We just kept looking at each other like, what are we doing? This is so crazy. Like, we're singing together. We, used to stay up late and when we're here and drink Milo together, and now we're, singing together.
Wow.
So, it's so beautiful.
That's wonderful. Good.
What are your plans for the rest of this year? So the new song comes out Friday, and then what's next anymore?
That's a great question.
Are you going to do more songs with your dad, or just this is the...
I don't know.
This
is
the one we can sing at family dinners.
Yes.
Christmas time together.
Absolutely. Yes, so the rest of this year looks like a month at home, which will be really, really lovely. We haven't been home much in Brighton, so... Can't wait to do a food shop and settle in. And then we've got a youth conference in Miami, actually, in December, which is not bad, is it, going to Miami?
Wow.
Mm, absolutely.
So I'm that's fine, Lord, take me to Miami. And then all kind of getting the album ready to go in February, which is very exciting. And then next year kicks off with lots of touring and in America a lot. So, and heaps of new music to come, which I'm very excited
That's
about.
That's very cool.
Yeah, some cool artists you're touring with next year. The guys from Apollo.
Yes.
Who else is on that, the 2020, what's it called, Gathering? Is it the Gathering?
Roadshow. Roadshow.
Yeah.
So Apollo LTD, Unspoken, Bethel Music, Martin Smith.
Dad.
It's funny because I've had to say this so many times. I'm like, hey, I'm coming to your place, and I have to list all their names. Matt Maher also.
Oh, cool.
Peabod. Is that the other one? Wow, have I remembered all those names?
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
It's going to be great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's
very cool.
That'll be a month-long tour around the States. So I'm really looking forward to it.
So this is just the beginning of next year, is it? When's the actual tour?
Yes. So that's end of Feb, March.
Okay.
I'm looking at Tom. Yes.
Can you all sort of detour and come down here when you wrap the tour up in Australia?
Yes. Amen. I would love that.
Yeah.
We want to come back for sure. Mm. We love Australia.
Oh, we love having you here. It's been great to connect this morning.
Yeah, you must be zonked from this whole trip.
You know it. You know it.
My one word that I learned. Yes. Okay. Cool. I just wanted to
use that in Alex.
I wanted to use it.
Well done.
Thank you.
So zonked.
Zonked.
Don't need to my brolly for today, though.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, you won't be. Hopefully, you will need your brolly soon sometimes.
Yeah. Mm. Well, plenty of people do need their brolly this morning with lots of rain happening around the country. We're chatting with Ellie Limebear this morning, who is Martin Smith's daughter. Of course, Martin, the lead singer, founder of Delirious. We couldn't go through this morning without playing a bit of Delirious. So here we go. This is one of the classics from them. Now is the time on Rise and Shine for your Monday morning.
That's a great one.
The winds are blowing through again, so we must follow the people daring to believe. We can choose tomorrow and be the miracle of life, and we won't give up the fight. Now is the time.
Bit of classic music for your Monday morning. Now is the time with Robbo and Alex and our guest who has heard that song. How many times would you say, Ellie Limebear?
Oh, goodness, I do not know. Hundreds.
That's so good. Yeah.
So backstage, more than likely hearing that music when you grew up traveling with Delirious as a kid. Mm. I mean, what an amazing story.
Yeah, I know. Probably had my ear defenders on. Listened to that many times.
How so many fun. Shows did you, you know, go around to it? Was it, you know, long periods of time on the road or?
So every year we'd probably go to America for a month and do like a US tour. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then also around, like, we went to Asia quite a bit, Australia, some Europe stuff. But yeah, I do have like strong memories, but I'm also like, I don't know actually where I went.
It all just becomes a blur, I guess, after a while.
Yeah, where did we go?
Yeah.
So yeah, loads and loads of shows.
That's awesome. Yeah. Oh, very good. So yes, so you mentioned that your dad's still doing a lot of stuff, traveling, touring, producing new music as well. So never stops.
Never stops. Yeah, he's still going, still writing great songs.
That's cool. Sure. Very so good.
And what are you looking forward to most this coming year with the album coming out soon and the song and touring? What are you?
Oh my goodness! Yeah,
this year has been crazy.
Yes.
I can't keep up.
I know.
What are you most
Me
looking
either.
Forward to?
Yeah. I'm really excited about these new songs. Actually, I'm really excited for this new batch of songs to come out. And I don't know. It's come out of like such real seasons of this past year, and I'm ready to just sing over people with these new and sing with people and for people to hold on to them themselves and go to school with them in their earpods. Who says earphones? Airpods.
Oh
my gosh, AirPods. I mean, if you're lucky to have AirPods, good on you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm really excited about that, and also just touring them and meeting different people. I love meeting different people, so I'm excited to tour and be in people's hometown. So yeah, lots to look forward to.
Brilliant. Well, we've enjoyed meeting you this morning. Thank you so much for coming in at the start
you so
of
much.
Your holiday. Like, this is a week off for you,
yeah,
so
this is
thanks for
starting off right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's been
guys.
Great. Well, thanks again for dropping in, and we sort of look forward to enjoying some of that new music on the way real soon.
Amazing. Mm. Thanks, guys.
Before you go, thanks for listening.
There's lots more great audio on demand, or you can listen to us live at visionradio.org.au.
And remember, Vision is listener supported. Your donation,
large or small,
will help us continue connecting faith to life for hundreds of thousands of people across Australia and around the world.
Learn more or donate today at visionradio.org.au.